there's actually two educators in Lincoln County. There's one in the northern part and me in the southern part. And yeah, we're through the university extension.
Okay, how many different classes does this 4-H here in South Lincoln County offer?
So we have about 45 projects. If I can get leaders for, I would have 45 full projects. But right now I probably have leaders for about 20 to 25 projects.
Kind of what range of projects do you have? What can kids get involved with?
So we have anything from animals, livestock animals, your house animals like turtles, hamsters, guinea pigs, all the way to shooting sports, robotics, cake decorating, quilting. We pretty much have an array, something for everybody.
All right, what's the age range for kids?
So for Clover Buds, which isn't 4-H yet, they're 5 to 7 year olds, and then the 4-H age is 8 to 18.
I know, if anybody else probably gone to county fairs, you see the kids exhibit their 4-H and all, so.
Yeah, so what we do is we do a lot of different projects, but not only do we do projects with the kids, but the kids can go and compete with these projects at Showcase Showdown, at Fair, County Contest Day, County Shoot. We have a lot of opportunities for the kids to actually go and compete, even at a state level, where they compete against other kids around the state. I really like being in a small town because I get to know the families one-on-one. I know the kids' names. I know the parents' names. It's not like I walk in a room and I don't know which kid is who. Like I know most of the families really well, actually.
All right, yeah, and as I said, you have the 4-H barn out by at the rodeo arena there. I know I've walked past a few times in the summertime. You hear some few critters out there, you can hear them.
Yeah, so our 4-H barn is mostly for families that live in town and don't have land that would love to raise a livestock animal. Most of the time we have pigs out there, but I've had sheep, I've had steers, I've had goats. And mostly what they do is they pay me to have their animals out there. They go out and take care of them, and then they go to fair with them.
I'd say, too, that your group, overall forage called Hams Fork Hands here on the one south.
Yeah, so in the southern part, we're the Hams Fork Hands. We have two clubs. So we have the Hams Fork Hands 4-H Club, and we have the Hams Fork Hands 4-H Shooting Sports Club down here.
Like say we're here at the open house for 4-H here at the South Lake Training Event Center, but if some kid or parent can't make it here, can they go online and sign up as well?
Yeah, so all they got to do is either come to my office and let me know what they want to do. I'll get them signed up in 4-H Z Suites. I also have a Facebook page that they can go and follow. We have county newsletters that are sent out every month that have ways to enroll the kids. Yeah. And I also post on the Kimmer and Diamondville Community Board.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Shaylee, and good luck.
Yes, thank you.